Philadelphia City Council wants to improve the way public land is sold for affordable housing projects and community gardens. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell tells us, the process kicked off today with a hearing focused on the city's land bank.
The Philadelphia Land Bank is a quasi-governmental clearinghouse charged with putting vacant city land back into productive use. Over the past 10 years, the land bank has disposed of hundreds of parcels, but the disposition process is widely viewed as too complex, too opaque, and too slow. Taib Smith is one half of SNR Holdings, a real estate development company in Philly. He says the process is virtually impossible to get through.
People cannot afford this level of ineptitude, and dare I say malfeasance, in regards to public land disbursement. The system needs to be blown up, reimagined.
Jesse Lawrence directs the city's Department of Planning and Development, which staffs the land bank. He told lawmakers there is room for improvement.
What I have seen and what I still see is that there is a need to look at how we do communicate steps to different constituencies.
Okay.
We are looking at what that front page of the land bank looks like, understanding that the website is important.
The hearing unfolded amid an affordable housing crisis, and as the mayor works to preserve or build 30,000 units of housing during her first term in office. The plan includes the use of parcels controlled by the land bank. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.